appreciate the Lord's goodness to us and His faithfulness. And we desire an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the... I feel like the Lord put a burden on my heart. And we trust the Lord will bless it to our good. I'd like to look at a passage of Scripture to start out in the book of Genesis, the 21st chapter. And we'll start at verse 9, Genesis 21, verse 9. Said, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and set her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. I was thinking about this situation that Hagar found herself in. She was not going to be of the remnant of Israel. Here Abraham gave her a bottle of water, very little provision, and she went out into the wilderness, her and this son. And I thought about how what she must have felt. The securities that she had and the blessing and the provision that had all been there for her, that she was the partaker of. She lost all of that, and here she was cast out into the wilderness. And it came, it said, and when the water was spent in the bottle, she cast the child under one of the shrubs. It looked like a hopeless situation. It looked like there was no hope for them. The water was spent, and there was no more water, and she set the child over and expecting, waiting for death to come. But I want to say the Lord had a plan for Hagar and Ishmael. The Lord heard their cry, even though they weren't maybe part, was going to be blessed in Abraham's, or in that lineage. He was Abraham's son, but they were cast out and separated. But God still heard their cry. And he came down to her and he said, Hagar, what aileth thee? Well, Her water was gone. And it looked like death was imminent. That's what was ailing her. But the Lord had provision for her. I want to encourage us when our hope, when our provisions are spent, when it looks like I've done everything that I know to do and it just seems like I don't have the place or the victory that God wants me to have, I want to encourage us today to cast ourselves out upon God and allow Him to help us. The Lord, even though she was separated, the Lord was able to provide for her. And He opened up her eyes. You know, many times God has provisions right close by and we don't see it. Many times the Lord has avenues for us to be helped spiritually, and He has the answers to our battles and our questions and our difficulties. And many times it's just right there close at hand. But our eyes, our natural eyes, don't see it. And I want to encourage us this morning that God wants to provide for us. When we feel like we've been separated and we feel like we've been cast out and we feel like things aren't going the way that they should, I want us to know that the everlasting arms are still there. God is faithful to His people. In the Lord's strength and His might, His arms are still strong. We're not too heavy that He can't bear us up. Oh, He brought a whole nation out of Egypt. You remember the time that He was leading them, and it said He brought them up harnessed. He brought them up harnessed out of Egypt. But there was places, there was a time when they didn't have water. And they cried unto the Lord, and Moses cried unto the Lord, "What do we do? There's no water here." Well, the Lord knew that. The Lord was leading them, and the Lord had the answer. And I want to encourage us today, when it seems like there is no answer, there is an answer. God still has answers for us in our battles and our troubles. When you've looked this way and you've looked that way and you've tried to figure things out, the problem is we need to cast ourselves out upon God and upon His mercy, and He'll open our eyes. So many times we try to figure things out in our own human intellect, in our own human reasoning, and we fail to really receive the blessing that God wants for us because we can't figure it out. Cast yourself upon the Lord today, and He'll open us, and He'll open up provisions. And He told Moses to smite the rock. And He smote the rock, and it gushed, water gushed out. And they were able to drink to the full. Oh, you know, the Lord has that for us today. They were in a place that looked like there's no water. We're going to die. We're going to perish. We're not going to be able to make it. The Lord didn't fail. He came through for them at the time that they needed Him. When they turned to Him and looked to Him, He came through for them. Oh, don't you know this morning He wants to come through for us in our lives. He wants to help us, and He'll bless us if we're willing to cast ourselves out upon Him. Her resources were gone. And oh, I find sometimes the Lord brings us into those places in life for a purpose where I can't do it. I don't have the answers. And I just have to cast my life and myself and open my heart. Lord, You know, You're able to provide. You're able to give provision. And the Lord brings us into those places in life that we can know Him better, that we can understand Him better, that we can grow in our faith and confidence, and we know that God is love. Oh, He loved Hagar. He looked down upon her with compassion, and He heard that cry. You know, the Lord hears our cries today. He hears us in those places of prayer when we don't hardly have words to utter, when we don't know where to turn and we don't know exactly what to do next. Oh, the Lord hears those cries this morning. Help us today to cease from all of our struggling. Help us to cease from trying to figure things out and just cast ourselves out upon God. Oh, He won't let you down. He won't let you sink. Lord, help us today to recognize He's there to uphold us and to help us. I want to get another verse now in Psalms, the 42nd chapter. Psalms 42. Oh, when you read the Psalms, it's real, isn't it? It's not, you see trouble. It's authentic. You see people in distress. Psalms, the 42nd chapter, I'd like to read the first verse. He said, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and peer before God?" Oh, have you ever been in that place where your heart was crying out, "Lord, I need to see You. I've heard of what You've done in days gone by. I've heard how You've helped the brethren, the saints, the people of God. I've heard testimony after testimony. But Lord, my heart, I need You. My soul cries after You. I need You to help me in this decision. I need You to help me in this place that I'm at." He said, "As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Oh, he needed help, didn't he? He needed God in his life. And I want to say, the Lord, there will be times in our life when it's going to be God, where it's going to take God's help and God's blessing to help us. He said, "My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?" You know, Lord, people are looking on today. They're looking on our lives. They're looking at the trials that we go through. They're looking at how we face life. And they're asking a question. Where is your God? Is your God able to deliver you? Is your God able to help you out in this trouble, in this problem that you're in now? You remember Nebuchadnezzar, was it, when they put Daniel in the lion's den? He came back to him and he said, "Oh, Daniel, does your God live? Are you still alive?" And he said, "Oh, king, my God has sent His angels to deliver." And the world is looking on today, and the world many times don't believe in God. And they question, and they're looking on. Where is your God? You know, they said that to Christ when He hung up on the cross, didn't they? Where is your God now? Oh Lord, help us today to hope in God, to keep our faith and our confidence that He can help us. Don't give up hope. Don't let go of confidence and hope that God will see us through. Even though there's time of trial and difficulties, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Oh, he looked back and he remembered the worship of the Lord, and he remembered the special times of refreshing where God was blessing and God was helping them. But he wasn't there right at this point. He said, "I was with them that kept holy day. I went to the house of God. I sang His praises. But now it looks like God was so far off." Verse 5, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." Hope thou in God. "For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Though the Lord let us be tried, though He let us be tested, though things arise in our life, and we feel maybe forsaken in our feelings. Sometimes you can pray and it feels like there's no answer. Continue to hope in God today. Continue to look to Him. Continue to cast yourself out upon His mercy and upon His blessing. He said, "For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember Thee from the land of Jordan. I'll remember the things that You've done." In verse 8 He said, "Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night His song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast Thou forgotten me? Why go I a-mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?" Oh, sometimes we feel that way. We feel maybe that God has forgotten about us, that God hasn't heard our cry and our prayer. Continue to hope in God. He'll come through for you. Verse 11, He says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Provision is near, folks. Provision is close at hand. If we just cast ourselves out and recognize, "Lord, I need You. I need Your help." The Lord will help us and He'll bless and He'll open up avenues to minister to our hearts and our souls. I want to get now the account of Jonah in the book of Jonah. You remember Jonah got in some trouble, didn't he? Oh, I'm so glad this little short book is in the Bible. We might be saved too, but we can still sometimes get in trouble. Jonah 1:1, it said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Oh, Lord, help us today. You know, when the Lord calls you and I to do something, the devil's going to make it seem like we don't want to do it. He's going to bring up things. He's going to fight against you. He's going to paint dark pictures. The enemy will. And there'll be a temptation to want to run from the presence of the Lord, to hide from the presence of God. I love this account. And they went on, it said, verse 4, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea." The Lord knew where Jonah was at, didn't He? Oh, the ship that he owned, the ticket that he bought, He knew exactly where Jonah was at, folks. God knows exactly where you and I are at too. Even though we may be confused and we may not understand everything God does, and the Lord, and this is no coincidence, God sent a great wind into the sea. He had Jonah, one of His children, in mind. One of His children needed some help. "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and they cried, every man unto his God." This is a pretty serious place. You know, mariners, those people that travel the sea, they usually get pretty brazen and pretty strong. They go through different storms, and they endure a lot of things. But these mariners here, they recognized that there was something upon them greater than what they had had before. And they began to cry, every man unto his God, and they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. What do you think Jonah was thinking about when they said, let's cast lots? He knew, didn't he? Down in his heart, he knew. And we'll read that as we go on. He knew what the reason was. He knew where the trouble was. But they went ahead and cast lots. Is it any surprise? Was it any coincidence that the lot fell on Jonah? The Lord had His hand on the whole thing, didn't He? Jonah, you're the man. Been running from my presence. You've been hiding from me. I've got something that will bless your life. I've got something that will bless people. I want to make your life a blessing. But you've been hiding behind your excuses. You've been hiding behind your human reasonings. And oh, the Lord brings us the lot. Falls in Jonah's lap. The lot will fall in our lap too. And God doesn't make mistakes. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? They began to question a little bit deeper. Putting him on the spot. He said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Folks, that's the God that we serve today. The one that created the heavens and the earth, and the fullness of the earth, the mountains and their strength, the beauty. That's the one that we're serving today. He has control of nature. He has the elements at His disposal. And we see it here, don't we? Verse 10 says, then they were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. You know, when we flee from the presence of God and we begin to follow our own human reasoning, you know, it begins to cause trouble, not only for us, but those around about us. It causes households to be troubled. It brings difficulty. It brings problems. When we fail to follow the presence of God, for the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what do we do? What shall we do unto thee, that the sea might be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Cast me out. What was Jonah thinking? Was that death? Jonah was putting his life in the hands of God. Cast me overboard. He was putting himself completely at God's mercy and God's disposal. That's scary. It's scary to do that. There's a sense of security when I'm in the boat. There's a sense of security when there's a place between me and the water. God wants us to be cast out. It's difficult sometimes to let go of our fears. Our fears want to keep us in the boat. They want to keep us inhibited, imprisoned. Our human reasoning, our securities, we want to stay. There's a natural inclination to want to stay in the boat. But Jonah put his hands in God. He put his life in God's hands. Lord, please. I don't think Jonah had any idea of what was going to happen. Is that the end of the story? Jonah jumped out. That wasn't the end. Sometimes it looks like this is it. But that's where our answer comes. When we cast ourselves out onto the Lord. There's a song in one of the verses that sing. It said, I've cast myself like a chip on the infinite tide, on the infinite wheel. I just cast myself out into God and I let Him have His way. I'm tired of all my human reasonings and my arguments and my excuses. I need the Lord. Oh, when we get in those places when we need God, our reasonings don't help. Our excuses don't support us. We've got to cast ourselves out into God's help, into God's mercy. And they did, and it all became calm. The tempestuous ceased. But the story is not over. Sometimes we feel like, if I cast myself out, that's it. It is certain death. No, it's not. God's got something prepared there. Just like He did Hagar. Hagar was cast out. God has provision there. But our feelings and our emotions and our own thoughts many times cause you and I to draw back. And we fail to experience the salvation of the Lord, which is not by our works, which is not by our own understanding. It's only by God's Spirit. And when we cast ourselves out, that's when we give the Spirit rein to be able to work and to move. Lord, help us today. We're human. There's a tendency to want us to cling to the ship. The things that I know, the securities that I've had in my life. Oh, cast ourselves out today upon God, upon His help. Hope thou in the Lord. It's not the end of the story. He said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Oh, when the Lord got through with Jonah, He was willing to go. Lord, help us today to be willing to cast ourselves out. I remember, I can relate to this, because I know there was a time in my life where the Lord had been blessing me in my spiritual walk. And I felt the presence of God and I knew God was there. God was giving me victory in my life and He was giving me power to overcome. I knew the presence of the Lord was with me. But there came a time when I failed. That I felt I was trying to do what God wanted me to do, but I felt like there was a failure. And I began to draw back in myself. And I began to reason and I began to make excuses. Have you ever been there? Hard place to be in. And you know what I did? I purposed in my heart, I'm not going back to the world. Because I knew what the Lord had delivered me from. I knew where I came from and I did not want to go back. And I put down my feet. I made up my mind. I'm not going back out there. But I wasn't willing to go forward either. I was drawing back. And my human reasoning began to take excuses came. And human reasoning began to work. And I continued to open my Bible and read, and I continued to have devotions. But it wasn't working. The presence of the Lord wasn't there. I'd open my Bible and it was like reading a newspaper. All it was facts, information. It wasn't feeding my soul like it had been earlier. It wasn't ministering to my spirit like it had one time done. And then I got confused. And I felt like I was in a maze. And the walls were so high, and I felt like this little rat. And I didn't know which way to go. And I didn't know which way to turn. And I was in the congregation. I was with them that went to the house of God and sang praises and worshiped. I hadn't given up everything. But I was so confused in my mind. And I wasn't getting anywhere. And I struggled for months. Where is thy God? Where is He now? I wasn't finding Him until I cast myself out. Okay, Lord, whatever it takes, whatever the cost, whatever You want me to do. Oh, you know, when I made that consecration, the Lord began to minister to my soul and my spirit. Provision was right there, so close. It was still there. God was still the same. He was still concerned about my life. He had a plan. He had a purpose, just like He does for every one of us today. But we've got to cast ourselves out. Our human reasoning and our human thoughts doesn't generate life. It doesn't generate power. It doesn't give us what we need in our spirit to be fulfilled and complete in God. It doesn't satisfy today. Lord, help us today to recognize our thoughts many times are not God's thoughts. His ways are above and beyond our ways. Lord, help us today to cast ourselves out and allow the Lord to help us and to bless us. I want to get another scripture now in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 19th verse. He said, "A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle." In life, things happen to all of us. Things that shouldn't have happened sometimes happen. Sometimes people say things that they shouldn't have said. And they may have been trying to do good and trying to do right. Sometimes things happen in the home. Husband and wife. Misunderstanding. Misjudgment. And hurts come. He said, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city and their contentions. Their contentions are their arguments. And they may be right. But bars, arguments, our human reasonings, they can imprison you and I. And they can keep us from having the relationships that God wants us to have. The Lord doesn't want us to be distant from our companions. He wants there to be a closeness, a unity in our home, in our families. He wants there to be a oneness to them. A brother offended is harder to be won. There can be some strong arguments, strongholds, strong places that keep people in their hearts and their minds away from receiving what God wants them to be able to receive. And they go through life and they struggle. And they don't have the power of God and they don't have the blessing of God upon them. And their heart grows harder because of the things that happened in the past. Because of the disappointments. We got to lay it down. You got to drop it. You got to let it go. Yes, you may have been hurt. You may have been offended. You may have been disappointed. But you got to let it go. It not only hinders you, but it will hinder those around you. And it will hinder you from getting close in relationships. And you'll wonder why I just seem like I can't get close. And many times it's because our arguments, and they can seem so right. They hurt me. They did this. They did that. You'll never find God there until you lay it down. Our contentions, our arguments, our human reasonings that we have so established and set up in our minds, are they producing what we want? Are they giving us power in life? Are they giving us the victory? Are they giving us that closeness that we desire with God? Lord, help us today. Lay it down. Don't allow there to be distance. Don't allow it. When we begin to feel distance between husband and wife, we need to talk. We need to sit down. Have I done something to hurt you? Have I did anything to offend you? When the talking stops, there's trouble. When you just hide those things and those feelings and those emotions down in your spirit and you bury them and you're not willing to communicate and talk about them, you're in trouble. You got to face them. Yes, I've been hurt. If we've been the offender, we've got to humble ourselves. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you were going through. Don't allow there to be distance. God, you know, when we start out, we first get married, we want to be together all the time. We want to be in each other's presence. But if we have allowed offenses and hurts, hard feelings to seclude us, it's going to keep us back from what God wants us to have. We've got to lay it down. It's hard. It's not easy when you've been hurt. It's difficult. But God has provision. If you'll lay it down, God will give you provision. He'll give you strength. And oh, your home can be what God wants it to be. It can be like it was day one. You know, my marriage now today is better than it was on day one. It's better. Was it because everything just went right and fell into place? No. I've made some mistakes. I had some failures. I've had to ask forgiveness. But there's no bars there. There's nothing hiding. And when you're not hiding anything, you can get close and flow free together. And it's the blessing of the Lord. It's that way with our children. There can be a closeness. Lord, help us today. Don't give up on God. Don't give up hope. The world is looking on and they say, Where is your God? He'll come through for you. But you have to cast yourself out. You've got to let go. The Lord will help you. The enemy will want to cause you to hold back. I believe every move, every step that we take towards God, He's taking towards us. When we move towards Him, He's moving towards us. And He can fulfill our inner being. Religion can't fill it. The world can't fill it. But a relationship with God can fill our innermost bosom. Oh, it makes us happy here, surpassing all that earth holds dear. The provision is right there. Lord, help us today to not be afraid to cast ourselves out on the Lord's hands. Appreciate your attention this morning.